Isaiah chapter 19. The vision concerning Egypt. Look, the Lord Jehovah rides upon a swift cloud, and will come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt will be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. And I will set the Egyptians against the Egyptians. And everyone will fight against his brother, and everyone against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt will fail in its midst. And I will destroy its council. And they will seek after the idols, and the charmers, and to those who have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. And the Egyptians I will give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king will rule over them. Says the Lord Jehovah, of hosts. Armies, multitudes. And the waters will fail from the sea, and the river will be wasted and dried up. And they will turn the rivers far away. And the brooks of defense will be emptied and dried up, the reeds and flags will wither. The paper reeds by the brooks, by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks, will wither, be driven away, and be no more. The fishermen also will mourn, and all those who cast hooks into the brooks will cry aloud, and those who spread nets upon the waters will have nothing. Furthermore, those who work in fine flax, and those who weave cloth, will be confounded. And they will be broken in its foundations, all who make ponds for fish and make wages from them. Surely the princes of Zoan are fools, the council of the wise counselors of Pharaoh have become as wild men. How can you say to Pharaoh, I am the son of the wise, the son of ancient kings? Where are they? Where are your wise men? And let them tell you now, and let them know what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has determined upon Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools, the princes of Naph are deceived, they have also seduced Egypt, even those who are the foremost of its tribes. The princes of Zoan have become fools, the princes of Naph are deceived, they have also seduced Egypt, even those who are the foremost of its tribes. The Lord Jehovah has mingled a perverse spirit in its midst. And they have caused Egypt to err in its every work, as a drunken man staggers in his vomit. Neither will there be any work for Egypt, which the head or tail, branch or bulrush, may do. In that day Egypt will be like women. And it will be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, which he shakes over it. And the land of Judah will be a terror to Egypt, everyone who makes mention of it will be afraid in himself, because of the counsel of the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, which he has determined against it. In that day five cities in the land of Egypt will speak the language of Canaan, and swear to the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes. One will be called, the city of destruction. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord Jehovah, in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar at its border to the Lord Jehovah. And it will be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, in the land of Egypt, because they will cry to the Lord Jehovah, because of the oppressors, and he will send them a savior, and a great one, and he will deliver them. And the Lord Jehovah will be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians will know the Lord Jehovah in that day, and will do sacrifice and offering. Yes, they will vow a vow to the Lord Jehovah and perform it. And the Lord Jehovah will strike Egypt. He will strike and heal it. And they will return even to the Lord Jehovah, and they will call upon him, and he will heal them. In that day there will be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. In that day Israel will be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land. Whom the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, will bless, saying, Blessed is Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance.